Yeah. Welcome to the program. That right there is a Friday tradition. So traditional that I just stepped all over it.
Today's Friday.
It is the Decca Yeah. I'm fired up. What's going on? Welcome to the program. My name is Jim Rome. We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Do you need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family? Then Rocket can. On Fridays, generally, we bust out with a Decca Yeah. It's a good tone setter. Good to be here. Nice to have you here on a Friday. Lots to get done. Finish strong. Fridays count. It's one of the cheesiest lines ever, but it's true. TGIF, the grind includes Friday. Make sure you leave it all out there. You'll feel much better about yourself if you do. Everything you do the rest of the day will mean more to you if you come hard on a Friday. Do not lay it up. Let's get it. 1-800-636-8686. Use that phone number. Hit me up. I've got three interviews. Technically two interviews and a big fathead segment. Big Head Betts. James Kelly is back. He actually was being kind of a punk and kind of a weasel and was complaining about how hard these games are this week. Oh, it's so hard. Yeah, I know, Head. It's hard every single week. Pick your games. Let's do this thing. The clones want it. Big Head Betts. I mean, I can't even believe that I'd promote this ahead of a potential Hall of Famer, but I will. James Kelly, Big Head Betts, top of hour number three. Lock it in. Meantime, your phone number is toll-free, 1-800-636-8686. You can hit me up on social media at Jim Rome. You can email me at Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. The other interviews as follows. Again, the big fat head, James Kelly, top of hour three. We pick games. Coming up at 9:40 Pacific time, or in about 38 minutes from right now, a linebacker with Pittsburgh Steelers, Rob Spillane, top of hour number two. Torrey Holt, former NFLer, looking at potentially going into the Hall of Fame. I love Torrey Holt. I'm a big Torrey Holt guy. And, you know, I actually respect it a lot. He's made no secret of the fact that he thinks that he belongs in. And he's not afraid to tell you so. So I hope he gets in. I don't root for much. I'm rooting for him to get in. And I'm looking forward to having him on. So, Rob Spillane, Torrey Holt, James Kelly. If you're new to the program, we have something we do on Fridays, which is a blast. Alvy's Week That Was. The purpose of the Week That Was is to remind all of you how awesome we are. I'll be honest. It's essentially our own personal highlight reel. Look how awesome I am. Look how amazing my show is. Look at what I did in 1 week. That's what the Week That Was is. In fact, it's a promotional vehicle for me. It's a commercial for me. But Alvin's slick. So we'll have that coming up in hour number three. And the other thing we do on a Friday in hour number three is the ATP, the Ask the Pros. All right, let's do this. You know your phone number. Go ahead and use it. Let me start here. For instance, if the Tampa Bay Buccaneers thought that Antonio Brown was just going to go away when he danced and frolicked off the field shirtless in the middle of that game against the Jets, if that's what they thought, well, they were wrong. And if they thought that the Antonio Brown story was going to go away, they were extremely dumb. Wrong and dumb are terrible ways to go through life. Because not only has that story not gone away, it has grown legs. It has jumped the day. It jumps days, plural, and it is growing legs. You had Brown's statement about Bruce Arians making a throat-slitting gesture. Then there was him glossing Bruce Arians, barbarian. Then you had the Home Alone 2 Photoshop with Tom Brady. And just when you thought that it could not get any more absurd, with Antonio Brown, it always gets more absurd. And it did. Let me read you the headline from the Daily Mail. Generally, that is not a publication that I go to. However, this headline is so absurd, I have to mix it in. This is a headline from the Daily Mail, and I quote, exclusive, fired Bucks star Antonio Brown smuggled OnlyFans model who went viral for licking a toilet seat in 2020 into his hotel for a steamy sex romp and told her to watch, quote, what I do tomorrow, the night before he stormed off the field. End of headline. End of quote. So you know that phrase that there's a lot to unpack here? Well, there are about 50 U-Hauls to unpack in that headline in and of itself. I'm going to need an entire team of movers to unpack that statement. Now, I don't know if any of that is true, but I know this is true. If you're an NFL team hoping to avoid distractions, you do not want your team or your team's name popping up in a Daily Mail headline. And then on top of that, you certainly do not want it with the following words: OnlyFans, viral, licking a toilet seat, steamy sex romp, and watch what I do tomorrow. Because if there is a sentence that has licking a toilet seat and watch what I do tomorrow, I don't think you want to watch what you're going to do tomorrow. Like, I've already checked out at licking a toilet seat. I don't need to come back in a few hours for an update. I don't need to see what you're going to do tomorrow. Because if you're shooting off the vibe that licking toilet seats are ass, literally, but wait until you see what I'm going to do tomorrow to one-up it, watch this, then I'm already out. You know, again, if you're saying, yeah, I already had a steamy sex romp with somebody who licked on a toilet seat, but, wait till you see what I do tomorrow, I've already seen enough. I mean, come on, man. I don't think I need to see a tongue drag over a toilet seat and then have you tell me that you're going to raise the ante and we have something else for tomorrow. Anyway, the bad news for the Bucks: it does not just stop at the headline. These sub-headlines were pretty strong as well. Quote, Bucks wide receiver Antonio Brown had a clandestine tryst with influencer Ava Louise, 23, the night before he stormed off the field, DailyMail.com can reveal. Again, if you're a team looking to avoid drama, you never want to see clandestine tryst. You don't want to see that right next to your team name. A clandestine tryst. And you sure as hell don't want to see this. Quote, Louise, who shot to fame in 2020 after she filmed herself licking a toilet seat in a bid to catch COVID, was smuggled into his room at the Westin in Jersey City, New Jersey. End of quote. I mean, holy crap, that is quite a sentence. Shot to fame after she filmed herself licking a toilet seat in a bid to catch COVID. Who's looking to catch COVID? Who is looking to catch COVID by dragging their tongue across the toilet seat? And who thinks that that's actually a way to catch COVID?
Louise.
And well played, Alvy.
Louise.
And just in case you were wondering, that was not a regular toilet seat that she was licking on. It was an airplane toilet seat. Because licking on a regular toilet seat would not have been enough. Talk about going viral. Hey-o. Anyway, the toilet licker, Louise, claims that she arrived at the Bucks team hotel at 11:15 p.m. the night before the game and had to sneak past security because guests are not allowed in due to COVID. The very thing she tried to get from licking on a toilet seat. And again, not any toilet seat, but an airline toilet seat. And no, I don't need to hear from anyone trying to clarify that she was licking a toilet seat and not the toilet. I know some of you are going to try and come in with that. Hey, Rome. Easy, Rome. She was licking on the seat, not the toilet itself. I cannot believe I have to make this distinction. I cannot believe I have to say this. However, in my book, if you lick a toilet seat, you've licked the toilet. I don't need to send this up to the replay booth to confirm completion of the catch. I'm not throwing a red flag. You lick a toilet seat, you are a toilet licker. Quote, once inside, Brown began ranting about bull bleep COVID rules and reportedly told her, F the NFL, Louise claimed. She then went on to say that, quote, when we had sex, he wanted to film it and make a tape on my phone. He wanted me to put it out there. End of quote.
Sex with me.
Louise continued, quote, he also kept mumbling, I can't wait for you to see what I do tomorrow. I can't wait for you to see me
can't
tomorrow.
Wait, can't wait.
Can't, Louise.
Tonight I think we'll make the eighth.
Listen, I've got no idea what or if any of this is true. I don't know. But the Daily Mail does have what are alleged to be screenshots of text exchanges between Antonio Brown and the toilet licker. And they have photos of what they claim are the toilet licker and Brown. And they have what they claim are photos of the hotel and signage in the hotel indicating that the Bucks were in fact staying there. And there's even more because the toilet licker jumped on social media and tweeted out a pic of a positive COVID test with the message, quote, Buccaneers, test your team. Now we're getting somewhere. I mean, that's outstanding. That is just fantastic. I don't know if that's a photo of a recent test. I don't know if that's a photo of even a real test. But I know that now there is a question to be asked of that team. Have you stepped up your testing protocol after the toilet licker posted that photo? And more questions. Are you investigating whether the toilet licker came into the team hotel? The NFL has already declined comment on this, but it's a serious question, right? There are protocols in place, and that calls for no guess. And definitely no toilet licking guests coming into hotels. So let me ask you this. Again, I don't know what to believe. I don't know what's true or not. Consider all the sources. But just a question. What if the Bucks, who are on the verge of the postseason, have a COVID outbreak brought on by Antonio Brown and a toilet licker? You imagine all hell breaking loose? Again, I've got no idea if any of this is real. I don't know. But I know what is real. The fact that none of it's going away. It's just not going away. It's getting worse. It's jumping the days. It's growing legs. Toilets are getting licked. Positive COVID tests are getting published. And I don't know if they're real or not. The Bucks get at least another day of getting dragged. At least another day of their name and Antonio Brown's name making headlines. And this time, the headline includes a toilet licker. Good stuff. Really good stuff. But whatever you do, do not tell me you did not see this coming. You had to see this coming. This is what happens when you have Antonio Brown on your roster. If he's wearing your jersey and you keep enabling him, there's a very good chance it's going to end up with him hanging out and rolling with a toilet licker. And like they always say, you are who you roll with. The Bucks rolled with Brown. And Brown rolled with a toilet licker, allegedly. Again, just as Antonio Brown is not the most credible source on the planet, I'm not sure that the toilet licker is exactly Woodward and Bernstein. But, would you be at all surprised if this was true? Would you at all be shocked if Antonio Brown, the guy who got frostbite in the summertime, was rolling with a toilet seat licker?
Yeah, my feet is
would it shock you if he was ranting about bull bleep COVID rules and saying bleep the NFL? Would it surprise any of you at all if you found out that he wanted to make a sex tape with a toilet licker?
Sex with me.
I don't know if any of it's true, but none of it would surprise me if it were. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if all of it were true. Listen, I have no idea what he meant when he said, I can't wait for you to see what I do tomorrow. I mean, did he mean he was going to lick a toilet himself? Did he mean he was going to get off on the hapless Jets and have a huge game? Or did he mean he was going to rip his gear off and quit on the team? I've got no idea. I just know this. The Bucks had to know this was coming. And if they didn't, they're really dumb. And they should have. It's an enormous pain in the ass and distraction when they needed it least. And they've got nobody to blame but themselves. They're more to blame than even Mr. Big Chest or Ms. Toilet Licker.
Mr. Big Chest.
Because they're the ones who brought this on themselves. They're the ones who brought this in. And of course he crushed the two guys who were most responsible for resurrecting his career. Bruce Arians and Tom Brady. Man, how stupid do these guys look? How betrayed must they feel? But once again, they shouldn't. They're getting exactly what they deserved. Exactly what you get when you bring in AB. And what you get is a guy who quits, who tries to take a few guys with him, and then have sex with a toilet licker. Allegedly. Man, Brady's got to feel like an idiot.
You're an idiot.
For going to the mat for this guy. Only to have him quit on Brady and then take a run at him on social. Brady's got to feel like an idiot. Let me just say this, and thanks for bearing with me, but this will be the first and hopefully last time that we reference an article from the Daily Mail in 2022. Don't get me wrong. Great news site. Very professional. Not exactly my bag. And no, I do not want to lead Monday with an update on allegedly fat Leo DiCaprio's girlfriend in a thong bikini. Or of some reality star getting hospitalized for selling too many farts in a jar. Not where I live. Not what I do. Not how I'm going to open Monday's show. No, I don't know how many farts were in that jar, nor do I know how much she was charging per fart. Don't know, don't care. I just know this. If the Bucks thought this was going away, they are either dumb, naive, or all of the above. Antonio Brown is living his best life right now because we're all talking about him and we're all looking at him and we're all responding to him. 1-800-636-8686. Additionally, some other topics I want to get to. The big head for sure. Big head bets, top of hour three. I want to talk about the state of New York football. Rock bottom. Rock bottom. And I'm not talking about the Jets. And I'm not talking about the Giants. I'm talking about the Jets and the Giants. An embarrassment. They're both an embarrassment to that city. These are literally two of the worst teams in the league over the last 5 years. I mean, bad. Really bad. Like Jacksonville Jaguar, bad. Texans, bad. That bad. Hate to say it, but Celtic fan, how you living? How you living? You come from ahead to choke again. Hey, I'm one of those guys, I'm very, very careful about using certain words on the program. Choke is one of those words. I don't just throw that around. I mean, that's a serious indictment about a player or a team. So if I'm just going to say, how are you living now that your team choked again? You know things are bad. And by the way, that was a choke again. And things are bad. I guess probably a better question would be, how are you Celtics players living after that choke? Not an implosion, not a meltdown, a legitimate choke job. You went into the tank. Also, there is one family beef, family feud that I would not want to be in the middle of. I don't mind talking about it. I just don't want to be in the middle of it when the Jokic and Morris bros start to give each other the hands. They're at it again. All right, so I've got all of that. And, well, you know, phone calls, social, interviews, the week that was, the ATP, and a whole lot more. Hit me up. So whether it's after a hard day at work or maybe relaxing on the weekend, or maybe both. We all love to kick back, watch some live sports. It doesn't matter what sport you're watching. It's always more fun to have a little action. I speak from experience. I always have a little action. This is why I recommend downloading the WynnBET app. Like, whether you're a recreational player or even a serious handicapper, WynnBET is your ticket to every exciting wager. From straight bets to parlays, teasers, any exotic prop wager that you can dream up, the app is easy to use. Everybody knows Wynn is one of the biggest and best brands in the entire gaming industry. So make sure you get off the sidelines. Get in on all the action. Download the WynnBET app on Google Play or the Apple Store today and put yourself in the game. Win with WynnBET. The offer is subject to change. Terms and conditions at winbet.com. You do have to be 21 or older and present in the state where playthrough WinBet is available. If you or somebody you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Sneak in one last Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Also, Friday is an ATP Ask the Pros Day brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. What you want to do is go to CBSSportsRadio.com/AskThePros. Ask me a question. Do it there, though. Not on the phones, not on Twitter. It has to be at CBSSportsRadio.com/AskThePros. Listen later on. I might answer your question. And think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. All right, so coming up next segment, we'll talk some Steelers football. Rob Spillane, a linebacker for the Steelers. They are still technically alive for a postseason shot, so we'll have that coming up at 9:40. In fact, back-to-back, Torrey Holt, top of hour number two. Quickly, some reaction off the top of the program. See what y'all are thinking. I'm always curious to see what your reaction is coming off the top. Eric in the South Side, quote, rockin' Rogan Loam's high school gear today. Correct. Ding, ding, ding. Correct answer. I'm not one of those guys who tries to manufacture a bunch of bullcrap and rep and rock and get you to look at me and react. I mean, one day I wore a turtleneck and thought nothing of it. It took over the show. However, I'm not looking to get you to react, but this is an intentional attempt at repping. I am repping my son's high school baseball team.
Rogan Loam.
Because Rogan Loam's worked pretty hard. For Rogan Loam. He's worked pretty hard at that, so I thought that I would give him some shine. Here you go, kid. Also to the baseball team at University High School. So I thought that I would rock that. And you got to admit, it's good color. It's good look. So yeah, that guy nailed it. That's what that is. Total Big E tweets, if you need to sneak a toilet-licking skank into your hotel room just to piss off your football team, then it's just not worth it. Yours, the Canadian star linebacker.
It's not worth it.
Notice how tight that cut's gotten over the years. An extremely inappropriate phone call in 2022. In fact, that phone call, I don't know what year that call was made to this show, but that was an extremely inappropriate phone call in 2021. In fact, I would imagine that that's been an extremely inappropriate phone call for the better part of a decade now. And it just keeps getting shorter and shorter and shorter. If you know the program, you know the bite. This is what Alvin has done to the bite. This is the only part of the bite that we can now permissibly play.
It's not worth it.
It's not worth it. That's what the Canadian star linebacker has been reduced to, quote, it's not worth it.
It's not worth it.
He made that call back in 2005. See, the thing is, I don't know what's going on up in AB's head. That's the last place I want to get up and crawl around in. I don't know that he brought in, quote, a toilet-licking skank to, quote, piss off the team. I think that he brought her in to get nice. Isn't that why you sneak in somebody to hang out with you? So you can all get nice? So you can all get down? I don't think he did that to piss off the team.
Everybody get down.
Boy, Alvin's been the center of attention this week. Remember when Dom called up during the beef segment and said, thanks for getting my name or thanks for not wrecking my name this time, Alvin, you bitch? You remember that, Alvin. Don't give me that I'm working on the week that was. I don't have time to replay that. You know where it is. Don't act like you lost that.
DB, and Alvy,
go ahead.
And Alvy, thanks for not screwing up my name this time, you bitch.
DB the Rocket Guy tweets, Jimbo, licking a toilet seat ain't that bad. Signed, Philly fan eating horse crap. tell you something. You don't love your team unless you do eat horse crap for it. That's how you know a real fan. A fan willing to eat horse crap. You've got cops in the street after a huge win trying to maintain the peace. And where there are horses, there is horse crap. And you've got fans chanting in the street to another guy, eat it, eat it. Not a Philly steak.
Eat it, Hud.
Not a hoagie. A horse crap hoagie. And the guy did. That's a fan now. I'll show you. You call yourself a fan. You call yourself a real fan. Are you willing to do this? I own horses. We race horses. Man, I love those horses so much. I would never eat their crap. I can barely shovel their crap. Something I did as a kid, man, that sucked. I used to hate that. The weirdest thing about my life when it comes to my equine life, when I was a kid growing up, we actually owned horses. And I wanted nothing to do with them. My dad had a horse. My mom had a horse. My sister had a horse. It's kind of like Oprah. Everybody gets a horse. Well, I'll never forget Mike Bibby back in the day. Team Dime was my favorite. Team Dime's like, Mike has an Escalade. We all get Escalades. That was the best. The XR4 Ti is like, Rome has whatever Rome has. We all get it. No, you don't. You get to stay and work here. That's what you get. Anyway, I never had any need for horses, despite the fact that my dad had one, my mom had one, my sister had one. I didn't have one, and I never wanted one. And I remember my old man saying, hey, you want a horse? I'm like, no. The hell would I do with a horse? I don't want a horse. He's like, all right, see that shovel? Put it to work. I'm like, wait, I don't have a horse. And he said, yeah, I don't care. You want that $7.50 allowance that I give you every week? Yes, I do. Then go down there and muck up that stall. But it's your horse, and your horse is crap. You can imagine where he didn't like that conversation very much. So muck the stalls I did. And then all of a sudden, one day, it's like he had an epiphany, my old man Jay. Jay says, yeah, I've been thinking about it. You don't ride the horses. No, I do not, Dad. You don't want to ride the horses, do you? No, I do not. You know what? Maybe it's not fair that I make you clean those stalls. Would you like to not do that anymore? You know what? I would love to not do that anymore. He's like, all right, put that shovel back in the tack room, but go pick up that other shovel. Why? Because there's dog crap that needs to be picked up too. You like the dogs, don't you? Love the dogs. All right. You're trading in your horse crap for dog crap. I guess that's an upgrade. At least I don't have to empty the dog crap by the wheelbarrow like I did the horse crap. These are the things that come back to me. This is why I flash back to my childhood. Anyway, what's popping, Twitter? When we come back, I want to talk some Steeler football. Not dead, can't quit. Not dead, can't quit. They're still alive. Yeah, how about a phone call I could use? Somebody. Like, my phone lines are lit. If we could get a camera shot of it in studio, you could see them blinking, meaning they're lit. They're just not getting on the air. I need you to do better. 1-800-636-8686. Here is that first update of this program.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
All day, or at least from 9 a.m. Pacific to 12 noon. Welcome back. I'm Jim Rome. Coming up at the top of the hour, or in about 20 minutes from right now, potential Hall of Famer Torrey Holt. But first things first, we are joined by a linebacker for the Pittsburgh Steelers, coming off a game where he had 8 tackles, 1 tackle for a loss in Monday's win over Cleveland, 21 tackles in the last 2 games, a career high 51 for the season. He was undrafted in 2018. The Steelers are still alive. They're 8-7-1, and they've got a big one at Baltimore on Sunday. That, of course, is a CBS game. Linebacker Rob Spillane is my guest. Rob, great to have you on the show, Rob. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on, Jim. Can you hear me all right?
You sound great. Can you hear me all right?
I can hear you just fine.
Good, great. Good to have you. Let me start with that win over Cleveland, Rob, on Monday night. On the very first play from scrimmage, you had that big hit on Nick Chubb in the backfield. You tackled him for a loss. What did you see on that play, and then how good did it feel to start the game off with a big hit like that?
You know, going into a divisional matchup against a team that you see twice a year, you kind of start to understand their personalities as a team and what they like to do. And on that play to start the game, I saw a hole open up, and I thought might as well run through it and try to make a play, and that's what happened. And, you know, it was a good start for our defense. It kind of got everybody energized and ready to go for the game, so it was just a good way to start the game off.
Rob Spillane joining us. You know, think about your game, your sport, it's pretty technical, and the terminology can be pretty confusing. However, in the build-up to the game, you were asked about stopping the run, and you said, quote, it all comes down to fundamentals. Being able to whoop a man's ass who's in front of you is the terminology we use, and then make a play. I mean, is that essentially what it comes down to? Kick the guy's ass who's standing in front of you? Is that the terminology?
That is exactly the terminology, and that goes through in every level of football, starting from middle school football all the way to the NFL. And the more you realize that it's all about the fundamentals and beating that man that's in front of you, trying to get you from the ball carrier, the better you can play. So that's a creed that we live by here, the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's a Tomlin quote, so I love carrying that with me.
I love that. Rob Spillane is joining us. You know, you've got a lot of things ahead of you, but since you mentioned Mike Tomlin, I mean, what an amazing run this guy's had since he's been there. We're now talking about a guy who's been there 15 years, and he 15 straight years to start a career without a losing record. Now that you've been around the team for a few years, what are the aspects of Tomlin that make him such a great coach?
You know, I realized this day one coming to the Steelers organization, what a good leader and organizer of men he is. Every day he comes in with a clear and concise team meeting to start our day in the right track. And, you know, he really sets the tone every morning at 8:30 with his words, and not just his words during that meeting, but his actions and his preparation and game planning and getting ready every week. So I have the utmost respect for him and as a coach and as a person.
Talking to Rob Spillane, you certainly are not the first guy to say that about him. So after Monday's win over Cleveland, Ben Roethlisberger, Rob was really emotional. The crowd was giving him a lot of love. How would you describe the emotions of that night and the support that came from the fans and what he means to the fans?
You know, Ben means everything to the city of Pittsburgh and to our team. Been here 18 years at the helm, playing quarterback, leading this whole organization. You know, since I was a young kid and middle school, I watched Ben Roethlisberger win a Super Bowl for the Steelers, and just to be here with him my third year with the team and to see him still leading, teaching younger guys how to become leaders, but also pushing himself to get better every year. It's an honor to be around a Hall of Fame player like that.
But it's kind of surreal and kind of weird, right? They used to watch him as a middle schooler, and now you're in the same locker room and you guys are fighting for the same things. Did you approach that Monday night game like it was Ben's final game at home as a Pittsburgh Steeler? Was that in your mind?
Not in my mind necessarily. He hasn't came out and said that he's done. They kind of treated it like a farewell journey. But, you know, you never know with players in this league. They might decide, maybe I got one more year or two more years, so I haven't said goodbye to him yet. We're still playing this season. We're hoping to get a big win here this weekend and squeak our way into the playoffs and go from there.
Rob Spillane is joining us. Rob, your situation is really interesting. For instance, D coordinator Keith Butler loves you. He raves about you and says, quote, he plays downhill, he plays hard, he's a smart football player. I'm very glad we have him, and you know, he'll be a starter one of these days, end of quote. What's it mean to you to hear that kind of love and respect from your D coordinator?
You know, it means a lot. And you hear all these media people talking, saying certain things about your game. And, you know, I kind of have always been able to block that out and take what I hear from my coaches and my teammates especially. That's what means the most to me. So when I get a coach telling me a pat on the back, or even more so a player that I'm playing with alongside with, you know, a TJ comes and hits you on the helmet, good play, or Cam Hayward or Minka, that's what means the most as a player.
Hey, by the way, those guys you mentioned, all those guys, Ward, Minka, Cam. These are all great, great players. So when you mention them and you get that kind of feedback, and then I mention your D coordinator and you get that kind of feedback, I want to remind the listeners, and I mentioned this at the top, you did come into the league undrafted. You have had to fight for literally everything you have. So how much pride is there in knowing that you've counted? They count on you on that defense right now, and your D coordinator says you're going to start at some point. How much pride is there given where you started?
You know, I love what I do. I love coming to work every morning, getting better, learning from those guys, especially those three that I listed off, and following what they like to do on their off days, what they're doing after practice. So I've really been able to kind of continue to learn. Even though it's my fourth year in the league, I'm still trying to soak up as much information as possible. And those are the guys that I turn to, the top-end players, the Pro Bowl-type players, the potential future Hall of Famers. So I just try to get around them as much as possible and, you know, become more and more like them on the field and off the field.
Rob Spillane joining us. You know, you mentioned, I just love the game. I just love the game. There's also a great story. You had spent some time with the Titans, and you had a preseason game in Green Bay where you had a really nice game. You had eight tackles. And then after that game, you were walking down the aisle of the airplane, the team plane, and Taylor Lewan said, "Hey, Spillane, I heard you had a pretty good game." End of quote. According to The Athletic, your response was, "Yeah, man, I love football. I love being out there with the boys. I love playing." Lewan and Will Compton, two great guys, great dudes. They thought that was pretty funny, didn't they? How much you love the game. What was their reaction?
You know, they kind of teased me at that moment, like, "Oh my God, Spillane, just enough, you know, just go on." But like you said, those are two great guys that I still keep in contact with. Hopefully I'll get on busing with the boys this summer coming up. So such a great place to start my career, and I learned a lot from the guys there and took that with me, and I still do. So, you know, Will Compton, another undrafted guy who played 9 years in the league, so you know, you learn from those guys.
Hell yes, Compton's the best. I love Compton, and you're right, he attacked every single day, still does, attacks every single opportunity. Now, Rob, when you talk about your love of the game, I mean, this is genuine, this is real. Your grandfather, Johnny Lattner, was the Heisman Trophy or was the winner at Notre Dame. And as you've said, every time you put on the pads, you're working like it's the Super Bowl. You played for P.J. Fleck at Western Michigan. He says nobody loves football more than you do. What is it about the game you love so much?
You know, I love waking up in the morning knowing that I'm going to have football practice. You know, getting in the locker room with the guys, getting fired up, putting the tape on your ankles, suiting up, putting the helmet on. You know, every time I put that helmet on, I don't take it for granted, because it could end up being your last play on a football field, a practice, whatever it is. I've been cut so many times before with no future in football per se, that people would say. But so every day that I get to come out and practice, I come out with a smile, and I really do enjoy this game. Everything about it is, feels like home to me. It feels like this is what I'm supposed to be doing.
It's a great response. You know, it's one thing to appreciate the opportunity and to appreciate the game, but then to have an opportunity to play the game in that city for that franchise and to play that position. I mean, I've talked to so many great Steeler linebackers over the years. The late Kevin Green and I used to talk about this all the time. What's it mean to be a part of that tradition, to play linebacker for the Steelers?
So my grandfather, who did he ended up coming to the Pittsburgh Steelers wearing number 41. So I also carry that with me as well. And the one connection I had in the NFL growing up as a kid was through the Pittsburgh Steelers. So my family almost raised me on the Steeler way, I would say. The blue-collar, tough-nose, hard mentality type playing. I grew up playing that type of football in Chicago, and I feel like it's been very natural transition for me to be here, because it feels like home, like I said, playing this style of football.
So you mentioned the game you got coming up. Before I let you go, you've got the Ravens in Baltimore Sunday, Steelers-Ravens, obviously one of the most intense and best rivalries in all football. How would you describe the rivalry between the two teams?
Historic. I mean, the fact that Tomlin showed clips from the past 10 years of game-changing type plays, you know, late in the fourth quarter, and you see all these Hall of Famers, Troy Polamalu making plays, Hines Ward making plays, you know, it really helps cement their legacy and greatness. So no matter what's at stake here, we're playing the Baltimore Ravens, and I know that this locker room's fired up and we're ready to go.
You've got Pittsburgh 8-7-1, and they are still alive. Pittsburgh is at Baltimore on Sunday, 1 p.m. Eastern on CBS. Rob Spillane is a linebacker for them, having a big year. Rob, great to have you on the show. Appreciate you and the conversation. Good luck this weekend. Thanks for doing that.
Jim, thanks. You're the man. Have a good rest of your day.
You too, dude. You have a great day. Have yourself a day. I love guys like that. Such a good story. Such a good story. Undrafted, but his grandfather won the Heisman Trophy, and you find me somebody who loves the game more than him. He was so funny about Taylor Lewan and Will Compton just giving it to him like, dude, stop. Stop about how much you love the game. Those are good dudes. All right, so we're getting ready for hour number two. I'll take your reaction to that conversation. Also, let's not forget there are other things going on, and we'll get to it with Big Head Betts, James Kelly, but you've got a couple of rivalry games, big time rivalry games with major implications, including Hell Week. Hell Week. When I got my start back in the day on 690 AM in San Diego, it was always a thing. Chargers v. Raiders. The two teams hate each other, but not as much as the two groups of fans hate each other. Now it's win and you're in. What's better than that? Chargers, Raiders, last game of the regular season, win and you're in. The Chargers win, they're in. The Raiders actually don't need to necessarily win to be in, but they need a hell of a lot of help. But if they win, they're in. All of that's still ahead. But when we come back, former NFL wideout and a great one at that, Torrey Holt joins me. Torrey Holt's next. Then we're open until the top of hour three. Then we do Big Head Betts. Don't go anywhere.